So in middle of Simon Memvov, Sif Av, Chas Chomin, when we're talking about Birus HaShachar, one of the reasons is because one should make a profit on any Hanoah that he has. There's also Hanoah that his body's working, he has a Neshama, he's alive, he's a Jew. Yeah. So we started saying various profits the person says in the morning. So we're continuing. Shnoyel min olav v'vol she'osel likol tzolki. He puts on his shoes. She says she'osel likol tzolki. Tremendous chiddush this bracha, because what is that with the shoes? And more than that, it's saying I have everything. So basically, Chazal are the mechanicos that if you have your body, your clothing, and your shoes, you have everything. All the others is extras. That shoes is very pleasant to walk. Hashem sets up the steps of the person. Walking is not a simple operation. It's one of the most least understood simple physical things we do. Just you're standing upright and somehow you move forward. It's not a normal thing. You don't have wheels on the bottom. Basically, you have to lean forward till you have to fall, so that way you gain some momentum and then you catch yourself with the other leg. And there's a lot of amazing things that you have to have the right sense of gravity, otherwise you also fall. And your body, your brain is always calibrating that there should be enough proper sense of gravity so you don't fall back. Go upon, Hashem does all the work for you, don't even think about it. Imagine if you had to computerize exactly how to hold your muscles and body while you were walking. When he puts on his belt or puts on a garfu, he makes a bracha, once again, this mikir din of Oizei Yisrael Bikvura. Here we mention special about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael recognizes the person has two parts. That's the bottom part, which is the one relating to the physical part of himself, and the upper part, which is the more spiritual part of himself. They complement one another. And Kishimasim is a koyim, it's nefes for Oisha, Yivarach Oisei Yisrael Bistaf, it's the Klal. When he puts on his hands or yarmulke, he also makes a special bracha of that Hashem glorifies us with the head covering. We also mention over here Klal Yisrael, because here's something that's special about Klal Yisrael to also show our subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyichus Yod Yivarach HaMatiras Yedayim, wash his hands and makes HaMatiras Yedayim. Sheyichus Ponot Yivarach HaMav HaShena. Yerotzen, it's all one bracha from Hamal Hashem, it's with the Yerotzen, Baruch Hashem HaGon Mechad and Tehu Lama Yisrael. So that's basically the Birus HaShachar. Ve'ein Lama Yisrael Min Acha Hamal Hashem Ve'ein Ad Shiyach Magon Mechad and Tehu Lama Yisrael Shehako Bracha Achasi. This is all one bracha, so you don't answer Amen in between. You wait till you say the Yerotzen. Going off to the Tehu Lama Yisrael. Even though the opening of the bracha is that getting up in the morning, and we end up HaGon Mechad and Tehu Lama Yisrael. Getting up in the morning is not something specific to Klal Yisrael, like Muslim Lam Yisrael. But a Jew wakes up, it's different than a goy or an animal wakes up. We wake up to a completely different life. That's why thanking Hashem. He woke me up to this life of now. Avodas Hashem, doing good things. And he helped me along with it also. Special Shabbos for Goy, Akash Shabbos and Klal Yisrael. So thanking. But I'm telling you, you make it easier for us. Yeah. Still face, Achshav, Nation Yedan Mithias. Today, since the average person is sleeping, his hands are not clean, so he can only pull these brachas immediately as he gets up. If you notice that we had a whole bunch of brachas before he made the bracha on Kiddush Yedayim. So if a person was able to wash all his hands when he was sleeping, good. But today we assume that some people, hands are not clean. The ignorant people that don't know how to make the bracha themselves. The meaning is, to hear the brachas in the shul, and you hear the chazan, you yetzir with the chazan. Lamaise, if you need the bracha and you hear the chazan, even if you do not say amen, as long as you have in mind to the yetzir, that's good enough. Lamaise, Mishnah Berurah says it's only for an amaret to be yetzir with the chazan. The person knows how to make a bracha himself, should not be yetzir with the chazan, he should make it himself. Now, in the introduction to this simon, Mishnah Berurah says that when a person does come to shul, he should stop a little bit before he walks in and mentally prepare himself and say, "Apostle, the base of the king, not of the rogish. We will come into the base of the king." Now, it's emotionally charged. And also say, "Vani b'roich chatzecha, all of his sechel." That's part of my toivah. with your chesed unable to come to your shul, to your house, v'shtachel v'chalakosho v'yosefo. So basically, he focuses himself before entering this place and not just continue what I was doing till now. I'm going to the Beis Hashem, and also I'm stressing 2 points. The chesed Hashem that I'm able to come, and the year, I have to have all for the place. It's not a place to just continue business as usual. It's a special place to talk Hashem, to learn through. Siv Gimel, Chayiv, Odom, Levor, Bechoyim, Be'er, Brochos, Lefocher. Takona, from the time of Tobin HaMelech, make 100 brochas a day. On a weekday, generally, you have 100 brochas because you have 3 Shema Esrei's, each one's 19 brochas, so you really have 57 brochas. Yeah, on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, you know, fast days, you know, sometimes a little bit short. We're not going to go into all the numbers. Yeah, that's why some people have been listening to the Son of Yom Kippur, because it's the Mashal of the brochas. So you tell it, Tov, Levor, Bechol Yom, Shalai Yisani Goy, Shalai Yisani Oved, Shalai Yisani Isha. These are 3 brochas that are also mentioned. A person should remind himself his special status, that he's not a goy, and if he's not an eved, he's not a woman, he's not a woman. I think behind this is that we have more mitzvahs. Women are just as special as men, as a Jewish, but it has to be that men too have more mitzvahs, because this is my problem, and therefore we thank Hashem for that. It's on the Torah. The main thing is that with every mitzvah one has, whether it's male or female, our goal in life is to use what Hashem gave us to our utmost, and then we have a wonderful life for eternity. I'll just finish this off. The Rama says, "Afilu ger ha'yoch lebarach kach." That a ger can also make these brachas, and then he could say, "Shostani ger." That's one way of saying the Mishnah Berurah brings. He says, others say, you can't say Osan again, because Hashem didn't make him again. He chose on his own volition the Chida to become. He can definitely make a prophet Shalom Yisrael 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 Yisrael, because he was not ever an Isha. Ramah continues, Lo Yoyma Shalom Yisrael 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 Yisrael. That prophet he can't make. Yeah. The Guru says, look in the moment of Ram, that it brings very separate and the same Allah can even say Shalom Yisrael Goy. Of course, he didn't make me a goy in a fashion that I cannot get out of being a goy. Like if he would make me into a cat, I would not be able to turn into a Jew no matter how much I try. A goy has potential. That's how to be this guy. Noshim and the Vorcha Shasani Kutsoy. I wouldn't make a Vorcha that Hashem made me the way he thought fit. The Vorcha says, based on a kind of love, Sani Kutsoy means he made me this fashion so that he can mekind his desire to bring out all the generations of the world. I'm an essential part of the Kiyum Olam. They're the ones who give birth. Like I say, if men would have to give birth, they wouldn't do it.